Well, today we have a very short gospel from Matthew chapter 18, verses 12 to 14, only a few verses, but I think they're very beautiful verses about the love that God has for us and the love He has for the lost sheep, and that God is the ultimate shepherd, right? God is the ultimate shepherd who wants to bring back the fallen away, those who have drifted away from the Lord. God wants to bring back the lost sheep. So the Lord describes this sort of the parable of the shepherd and the sheep. So this shepherd has 100 sheep up on the hills, and for a flock that size, you would always have at least two or three shepherds to manage that size flock. And so when one of them gets lost and he leaves the 99 up on the hill, he's not leaving them without safety and protection as well. Because if he had left the 99 without any guidance, they would all be gone by the time he got back, right? So he'd have no sheep if he didn't have his other helpers up there. So he is a good shepherd. The 99 he leaves safely and securely in the hands of helpers, and then he goes in search of the one lost sheep. How the sheep got lost, maybe it deliberately went away from the flock, maybe it's just drifted away, got distracted. Why do people leave the church? Sometimes it's deliberate. Sometimes they just sort of fall away. They drift away for whatever reason, the lost sheep. But Jesus is the good shepherd. The Lord is a good shepherd. He searches for the lost sheep. And when he finds it, he places it on his shoulders and brings it back to the rest of the flock, maybe back to the village. And there's a celebration. Not because they're going to have rack of lamb or anything, but because it was a lost sheep. And so the whole town and the village rejoiced because of the effort that he went to seek out and save the lost sheep. So the Lord says, in just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost. The little ones are referring to souls, to people. God does not want them to be lost. The church teaches everybody is given enough grace for salvation. Everybody will be given sufficient grace to be saved. If people are not saved, it's not because of God's fault. It's because of their own fault and their choices and choosing to always go against God and choosing to remain lost, choosing to not come back, choosing to hide from the Good Shepherd. You know, the good shepherd will go out and look for the lost sheep. He'll give them enough grace to be saved. But if somebody deliberately refuses the grace time after time after time, then God will not force anyone to be with him who does not want to be with him. That's why it says, it is not the will of your Father that anyone be lost. But, you know, God does not want that to happen. But there's something called the permissive will of God. God has to allow people to have their own free will and their own free choice and decision. But he will give enough grace for that person to be saved. So this whole image of Jesus the Good Shepherd, it's been a very powerful image in the church for the last 2,000 years. The Pope himself is called the chief shepherd of the flock. Bishops are shepherds. Pastors, the word pastor, a pastor means a shepherd of his people. See, as priests, we're all shepherds. We're trying to bring back the lost sheep. If you notice, when the bishop visits or when you see an image of the Pope, they're always carrying the shepherd's staff, right? The staff with the hooked end on it. Those shepherd's staffs were used for two things. To fight off animals, because they would turn it with the sharp point out and be able to beat off the wolves if they tried to attack the sheep. But then it was also used for pulling the sheep out of the muck if it got stuck. That's why it has that hooked end. If a sheep got into a creek or into a swamp or into quicksand, the shepherd would use that to pull out the lost sheep. So it was used for both offense and defense. It was used for protection as well as to help out the straying animals. Now, we as priests need your help. We need, and that's where you come in. All of you who go to daily mass, you're hereby commissioned to be sheepdogs. Because we cannot reach all the souls ourselves, right? We're not out there. You're out there in the workplace. You're out there in your offices, in your neighborhoods, in your families, among friends and relatives. we cannot reach the souls that you can reach. You are, as Vatican II said, the laity is the sleeping giant. They have to awaken and evangelize the world. And then you bring these souls to the priest so they can go to confession and come back to the sacraments. And we ourselves try to reach out as well. But we can't reach everyone. That's where you come in. You're called to round up the lost sheep, whether it be on your own as an individual or through organizations, the Knights of Columbus, Legion of Mary, other groups that we have in the that are outreach groups to bring back the lost sheep. Let me just end with a quote from John Paul II. He said this in 1979. It says, "Seeing so many souls living away from God, Pope John Paul II comments, 'Unfortunately, we witness the moral pollution which is devastating humanity, disregarding especially those very little ones about whom Jesus speaks. What must we do? We must imitate the Good Shepherd and give ourselves without rest for the salvation of souls. Without forgetting material charity and social justice, we must be convinced that the most sublime charity is spiritual charity, that is, the commitment for the salvation of souls. And souls are saved with prayer and sacrifice. That is the mission of the Church."